Valley Voices Okanagan is hosting several readings and poetry workshops in the Okanagan this March and April. The Collective of Okanagan Writers hosts events, readings, and book launches for and with local writers. Their mission is to provide communities up and down the valley the opportunity to hear the voices of writers who live, work, and write here. This spring, featured readings will be happening in Kelowna, Vernon, and Summerland. The spring series launches on Saturday, March 9, 2 p.m. with a reading and talk on writing memoir by Amelia Symington Fetty, who grew up in Armstrong. Her new book, Skid Dogs, is a true crime memoir. It is a riveting coming-of-age story about the wild love of teenage friendships and the casual oppression of 90s rape culture. It will be held at the downtown Kelowna branch of the Okanagan Regional Library, 1380 Ellis Street. April is National Poetry Month, NAPOMO, in Canada, so each April reading presents two Okanagan poets, with some accompanied by poetry writing workshops and a book sale. NAPOMO kicks off on Saturday, April 6 at the downtown Kelowna Library with a reading by Harold Renish and Matt Rader, who will be launching his new book of poetry, Fine. The MFA Student Association of UBCO will have a book swap and book sale, and the public is invited to register in a free poetry writing workshop. Spaces are limited. Vernon Spring Reading features poets Michael V. Smith and Claire Thyssen on Wednesday, April 17 at 7 p.m. at the Bean Scene, 2923 30th Avenue. The Summerland Library, 9533 Main Street, will host poets Smith and Carrie Gilbert on Saturday, April 27 at 1 p.m. The Summerland reading will also be followed by a free poetry writing workshop. Again, spaces are limited, so register ahead of time. Find out more information on the Valley Voices website, https://www.valleyvoicesokanagan.com/, or go to the Okanagan Regional Library events calendar, https://www.orl.bc.ca/what's-happening. People can register for the workshops through either of these sites. The readings are free, open to the public, and all are welcome without pre-registration. Read more. What's happening around the North Okanagan? Read more. Vernon breaks participation record for Culture Days.